You played characters on TV, Spavinaw Spoofkin.
Oh, yeah. That was
what
the
was
first
that?
Kid show. They gave me a kid show right after that, and I was Spavinaw Spoofkin, the chief spoof spinner of Spoofkin Land, and we had a puppet, Gizmo Goodkin, and an artist, and I would tell these kid stories, and he would draw pictures.
You created all that. That came out of your mind, didn't it?
Well,
like Spavinaw Spoofkin, why would you come up with a name like that?
I didn't come up with it. Hoyt Andres did.
Okay.
Hoyt Andres was, he's my mentor and the greatest. He knew more about radio and TV and people than anybody I ever met in my entire life.
And he was a native of Oklahoma?
I don't know where he was a native of, but he was an ex-FBI agent. And he was the guy that was program director of the radio and the TV when I got here. And he was smarter than this room.
You played off of that. He did have some basic ideas. Obviously, you threw your own in into it. Yeah. So the two of you really worked well together on this children's show.
Yeah.
What a great relationship that had to be.
Well,
he was the main
dude. He left me alone. He let me do my own thing. Then that lasted for a little while. And then in the fall of that year, I started my own show called The Danny Williams Show, where I interviewed people who had made the run in Oklahoma.
Right. And I wanted to get to that. But then you were also part of Opus Pocus?
Yes.
What was that about?
It was a comedy show that they wrote, and I played different characters on the show. It was a variety show.
On TV. WKY-TV, Fountain of Youth?
Yeah, I did that. It was a talent show. I was the
MC. So this was the American Idol then, back then. Ted Mack's Amateur Hour.
Yeah, that's what it was, Ted Mack's Amateur Hour.
Fountain of Youth.
That's
Did you discover talent, you think, that went on to national?
Anita Bryant was on the show. And
so that helped her career.
Well, she was on Center Shindig, too, and she was in Miss America and won the talent contest. She's a very talented girl.
Right. Norj Block Party?
Yeah, I did that for a while.
And what was that about?
Oh, it was like a game show, and we'd go to different stores where they sold Norges, you know, and we'd have contestants on, and they'd do stuff like that. It was just a game show.
That was a appliance brand.
Yes, Norj.
Refrigerators.
That's correct.
And so you got talent money for all of this.
Oh, yes.
And you were making
not a lot.
But you were still making good money.
Well, I was doing pretty good, but I got to tell you the truth. I made a lot more money playing golf and playing cards than I ever made in this business, okay?
Is that right?
That is correct.
Well, this is the way we want to hear all sides of Danny Williams.